Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hi, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. Here's some highlights from today's show.
Earlier, we were talking about board games and just to spend more time with the family. And you got one?
I don't know if you want to consider it a board game, but Yahtzee is definitely my favorite just because when we were kids, that was our Saturday night. My mom always, we all sat at the table, us three boys and my mom, and we played Yahtzee every night. She made it very apparent that we hung out every single Saturday and played Yahtzee for at least a couple games.
That's fun. The only place I've ever played Yahtzee was Grandma's house, and I loved it.
It's a fun game.
It is a fun game.
Especially when you get a Yahtzee and you get to yell the word Yahtzee.
It can
get
That's a fun word. Exactly.
Yahtzee!
it can be very fun, but it can also turn friends into enemies sometimes for a split second. It's kind of scary.
For a split second.
Well, because if you look at the rules, you can get more than one Yahtzee, and if you get the second one, it's 100 points.
Oh.
So people can get kind of upset about that.
That's funny. It's funny how we get all riled up over a goofy game.
A board game.
I know. Which really has no bearing on anything.
No, but at the end of the game, you can get up from the table and hug each other, tell each other that you love each other, and...
That's true.
It's all good.
Yep.
Or you can throw the dice at them, either one.
That's right. Or pour water in that cup and dump it on something. Maybe you've gotten out to the parking lot, started loading groceries in your car, and you realize, I didn't pay for that. Maybe you're a criminal just like Misty is.
Oh, no.
Who realized she didn't pay for some soap. Yeah. Is that you? Are you this?
Good morning. I'm a criminal like Misty, kind of.
Oh, my.
We can share a cell.
What's your name and where are you calling from? Or do you want to tell us?
My name is Joy, and I'm calling you from New Mexico.
Okay, Joy. Your name is actually Melanie, but now we know you're changing it. All right, yes, Joy.
So the last time we were at Sam's Club, which was about a week ago, I had a very small item under a bunch of big items. My husband and I wound up checking out, and then we got to the car and started unloading, and I found the small item, which was not a bar of soap. It was a $20 pair of sunglasses.
Oh.
So I looked at that and looked back at the store and said, ugh. I took the sunglasses back into the store, said, we accidentally did not pay for these. And she said, okay. And then she pointed me toward customer service so I could go pay for them. That line was like 10 people long.
Oh, no.
And I said, nah, I think I'm good. Thanks anyway.
So you just put them down and walked out?
Yeah. And then I walked out without the sunglasses.
Oh. I really was kidding. I did go back and pay for it.
I wouldn't have blamed you if you didn't have them.
I took half an hour to pay for two bars of soap that my husband has really been wanting.
Right now, Misty sounds like she's 11.
I did.
Maybe 10. Misty, there's a special soap. All ready for you. It's okay.
So what has God done in your life? We got to hear your story. Give us a call, 888-888-9976. Tell us what's going on.
I went into a gas station and I came out and I saw a gentleman walking out of the gas station. And I stopped and I asked this gentleman if he would like a ride. And he said yes.
So what gave you the clue that he needed a ride?
I felt led that I needed to pick him up.
Huh. Okay.
So I stopped and I asked him if he'd like to have a ride wherever he was going. And he said, I'm just going a few blocks, but yes. So I took him to his apartment. And while we were driving, I had a radio station on. And he was listening to that. And he says, turn that up, would you please? And I did. He says, are you a Christian? And I said, of course. And this is the only kind of music that on radio stations that I listen to. And he said, thank you for the ride. And he says, by the way, would you take me to church this next Sunday?
Wow.
So I've been working with this young man for the last month and allowing the Holy Spirit to move in his life. And we'll see where it goes.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Yes.
And this all started from listening to God and asking the guy if he needed a ride.
Yes.
That's awesome. Plus, a huge conversation starter since you had Family Life Radio on.
Yes.
And what's your name?
My name's Frank Martin.
Frank, thank you so much for sharing.
That's okay.
I think it's a good reminder to us all to have your spiritual antenna up and be listening to God.
Yes. I'd like to challenge all my brothers and sisters out there to listen to the Holy Spirit ministering to you. Yeah. And if he says to do this, take the time to do it.
Bless you.
That's amazing.
Incredible. Wow.
Hey, I'm Darren with We Are Messengers. And if you didn't know, Family Life Radio is listener supported. By giving you help people find hope and keep the station on the air, you're helping make possible a place that people can turn to for hope and truth. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio.
Thank you for making hope possible. You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
Hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? Oh, that was a dreaded question, you guys, for me. Because I felt that, yes, when I was a little kid, people would come up and say, and I'd hear other kids go, oh, I want to be a fireman. I want to be this and that. And I'd think, I'm not good at anything. I can't sing. I can't do ballet. I was horrible. Flunked piano and violin.
Flunked piano.
And then came the serious stuff like chemistry and physics. And I thought, Lord, I am not good at anything. And then a cool thing happened. I came to know the Lord personally, and I realized my whole life's purpose wasn't tied up in what I was accomplishing in chemistry, thank Lord, or physics or violin or any of those things. My worth and my purpose in life was to reflect Him in love. And that was a big chore for me, because for me, people met criticism and failure. I just felt like I wasn't good at anything. So what could my purpose possibly be? And then to realize the freedom that my story, myself, my the love for other people was my purpose. And demonstrating that. And what a whole new idea that was for me. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, do you guys ever struggle with that big question? Like, what is my purpose? Why am I here? You know, what am I supposed to accomplish?
Yeah, well, I think you're right. Well, there's a big search for a calling. Maybe you're just called to love Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And love His people.
Amen. That's good. Yeah. Hope that encourages you today.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
Think about what is bringing you joy, and then call us at 888-888-9976. Emily is with us. Tell us what's bringing you joy today.
Well, I just was inspired to call by that other woman who said she's getting ready to be a grandmother for the first time.
Uh-huh.
I am a grandmother for the first time. I have a six-month-old granddaughter who is absolutely my sunshine.
Oh, how fun.
And watching my daughter be a mom is just such a joy. Such a joy.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, the tiny feet and the tiny hands.
Oh,
and
stop it. And now I want a little baby.
I am blessed. And isn't it fantastic that God starts human beings in this precious little package? I mean, how more perfect can these little people be? It's just such a blessing.
Absolutely. I think that's why we keep having them. If it was, I mean, if they were born and they were just like teenagers, we'd be like, no, send it back. But no. I'm sorry, please move your trays to their upright position. Move your chair up. It's Kankle, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. These are tips from flight attendants on how to travel better, just saving yourself some stress. They say, first of all, always book the very first flight or one of the first flights in the day, because they more than likely won't get bumped.
Okay.
Because as the day goes on, certain flights start to get delayed, and that affects connecting flights and things like that.
Mm, that makes sense.
Sorry you have to get up early. But
you can sleep on the plane.
Well, that is true.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, try to schedule a little bit longer layovers. I don't know why. These travel websites give you like 20 minutes in between flights.
Goodness.
So you're literally running through the airport.
Yeah. We had that happen just a few weeks ago. You and I and several of our coworkers were on a plane together going to a work conference, and we had that situation as we landed.
Yep.
All our phones went off, and it's like, welcome, your next flight is boarding. And we went, oh no.
Then you have to do that age, you know, that running through the airport thing.
And right.
It was like a bad
not
movie.
Not as romantic as
no.
it looks.
No, no, it's not. It's exhausting. Also, I don't know if I... Is this really true that if you book through a third-party website, your flight is the first that gets bumped if something's oversold?
Oh. Ooh. You lost your seat.
Yeah, I don't... Is that really true?
Huh. Mm.
That's kind of shocking to me. I didn't know that. So yeah, maybe purchase your flight through the airline itself instead of like an Expedia or something.
Yeah.
This is my other personal tip that I always do. Mm-hmm. When you're walking down the aisle on the plane, pick the very first open spot for your carry-on suitcase.
You taught me that.
Yeah.
And it worked beautifully.
Because more than likely, you're not going to get into that bag.
Mm-hmm.
So just stick it the first place you see, and that way you just grab it on the way off the plane.
Because I'm always at the back of the plane, and there's never a spot open by the time I get back there.
And then they make you check your bag.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that.
And you told me that this last time, and it worked beautifully.
There
I'm in like flight or seat 22, and my bag was up in 16. We were good.
Exactly. All right. Hey, if you've got tips, we'd love to hear yours. 888-888-9976.
I sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show, you can go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.